Hello everyone, you're very welcome along on this latest audio walk from Open Country with me, Tom. You join me on a beautifully crisp autumnal day today. The sun's shining, the sky is blue, there's a few wispy clouds around, and there was also a frost this morning which has since been melted by this beautiful mellow sun. And the dew that it's formed on the grass surrounding us as we start this walk is lovely and glinting in this sunlight. We're walking today from the lovely little village of Spofforth in between Harrogate and Wetherby on the border between North and West Yorkshire. And we're going in search today of some interesting rock formations. And as we walk along what is known as the Crimple Beck, we'll head back towards Spofforth village to visit the castle before wrapping up the audio walk. So, lots to experience as always, so let's put our best foot forward and head out along the Crimple Beck and see what we can find. We're heading out of Spofforth along the Crimple Beck, which runs in between Harrogate and Spofforth and beyond out towards Wetherby. And we're crossing this old rickety bridge at the moment, and although it looks like it could fall down at any moment, it is giving us a wonderful vantage point along the beck, which is quite straight and narrow at the point at which we are at the moment. And to be honest, it's flowing quite fast. Usually it's a little trickle, but because it's been quite wet recently, it's obviously filled it up and the water is really flowing. As always, I'm keeping my eye out for kingfishers, although the water being so fast and full is quite muddy, and kingfishers don't tend to like that. They like clear water so they can see what they're fishing for. But we can keep our eyes peeled as per usual as we walk along the beck. I can just glimpse through the undergrowth across this cut wheat or barley field, an outcrop of rock. And as we go a bit further along this path, we'll hopefully come across a series of stones known locally as Spofforth spires, which are interesting Yorkshire gritstone structures that tower into the air. So a little teaser for you there. We'll hopefully come to those in the not too distant future. So I'm going to see if I can get to the other side of this bridge without falling into the river and getting wet. As I say, it is very rickety indeed. And we'll carry on along the backside path and head towards Spofforth Spires. We're heading through this gate into an open field overlooking a farm on the hill. I'm looking out for nice tractors along the way, but I mustn't get sidetracked. It's one of those days where I'm glad I've got my layers on. It's been quite mild recently, but suddenly over the last few days, the chill has come into the air and it really is feeling very autumnal. The leaves on the trees are well and truly turning to their autumnal hues of reds, oranges, yellows and browns. And the birds are foraging in the hedgerows for rose hips and slowberries and hawthorn berries. There's a little wren just hopping along the fence beside me here. Obviously looking out for those things that will give it sustenance throughout the winter months that are on the horizon. We may even see a few red kites if we're lucky as well as we're walking today. I know this is a prime spot for them. I'm also glad I've got my walking boots on because I've just walked across a field which was rather damp and boggy, and after the rain that we've had recently, as I'm looking ahead across the footpath that we're going to be heading along now, it is very damp underfoot. There's a few puddles around. So hopefully I'll be able to keep my feet relatively dry in these waterproof boots. And next time you hear from me, we'll hopefully be at the bottom of one of these spires. these interesting rock formations which are forming the home, or at least some shelter, for some cows and sheep, it seems, at the moment. So we may be able to say hello to a few of those as well as we walk along. There's a helicopter flying above, and also it's joined by a red kite which seems to be chasing off a few pigeons that are in its airspace. We've just passed the first of these spires. We're going to see quite a few more as we walk along, so I won't say too much about them at this early stage, but it does seem very strange to be walking through open farmland and suddenly come across this huge pile of rock just standing proud out of the ground. As I say, we will see a few more in a moment, but before then we've come to a bit of a predicament. There's a gate in front of us now, and the edge of the gate that you open is surrounded by a huge puddle. Now, I'm not quite sure how deep this puddle is, so I'm just going to tentatively take a few steps forward and hopefully keep my feet as dry as I can and get through to the other side. Oh, it's getting a bit deeper there. Let's see if I can do it without falling in. Oh, it's one of those tricky gates to open as well. Bear with me, and hopefully I'll see you on the other side. Ah, there we go. Unfortunately, I couldn't open the gate because it was too difficult to get both hands in and stay dry at the same time. So it ended up as being a bit of a climbing job. And I can see that from the mud on the gate at this side, where it is a bit drier, it looks like a lot of other people have done that as well. Anyway, onwards across the field to more of these spires. Well, after a bit more squelching and a hill which has certainly warmed me up quite considerably, we've made it to the field of Spofforth Spires. It really is an otherworldly landscape. It almost looks like these rocks have been placed here purposefully, but they haven't. They've just been worn away and weathered over millions of years, and now just stand as proud rocky outcrops in the middle of this field, which, as you may have heard at the beginning of this little piece, the cows surrounding us all around. I've actually climbed up to the top of one of these rocks, and you get a fantastic vantage point over the whole of the Crimple Valley. We can look back at where we've come from and the church at Spofforth towering above the beautiful autumn trees which are being lit by the sun. And as you look along the back, so the other end towards Harrogate, you can see the edge and the corner of the Great Yorkshire Showground, again glinting in that sun. And then as we look ahead to where we'll be walking in a moment, I can see the beautiful autumn colours of a wood known as the Warren, which we'll walk past in a moment. This really is a unique landscape. In amongst the rocks there's also these odd hawthorn trees which are very weathered indeed. It looks like they've been hit by a prevailing wind, so they're all leaning over towards the left hand side. And with the flocks of crows and birds hovering around, oh, there's a crow over there chasing off a buzzard by the looks of things. They're having a right little scrap in the air. It does feel quite eerie, I must admit. Anyway, I'll come down off my prominent perch here on top of this element of Spofforth Spires, and we'll head on to the autumnal woodland section of the walk before heading back down to the Crimpleback and the village of Spofforth. Oh, that was a bit of a boggy section. The cows have certainly churned the ground up there. I was nearly down to my ankles at points. As I say, thankfully, I've got these good sturdy walking boots on. We've now made it to the corner of the field of Spofforth Spires and the edge of this area of woodland known as the Warren. It is private land, so unfortunately we won't be able to walk through it, but I'm just stood by this beautiful moss-encrusted dry stone wall. The amount of life in here must be absolutely incredible. And the way that the sun's hitting it, it's just glowing green. Absolutely stunning. And then, as I look deeper into the wood, I can see this series of beech trees. There's also a sweet chestnut there as well. And as I look further in, I can see the sparkling silver birch bark of some silver birch trees in there. It really is enticing me in, but unfortunately the private land sign to our right is stopping us from doing so. But hopefully as we walk a bit further, we can do a little bit of a loop of this wood and also another one at the other side and just get a bit of this autumn fix. Because at this time of year, the trees just look absolutely spectacular. You may now be able to hear the rumbling roar of traffic in the background as we're about to head on to the main road, actually, between Harrogate and Spofforth, that eventually twists and winds its way round through into Wetherby. And the reason that I've stopped here just to contemplate this is that I don't think very many people driving along this road know of these wonderful rocky outcrops that sit just below them. It's quite hidden from the road, and unless you actually walk along the beck and along through the fields that we have been walking through, you probably wouldn't know that they were here. There is another area of rocks called Plumpton Rocks, which is at the other side of the road. And the rocks that we've been looking at here at Spofforth and Plumpton, and also the rocks at Brimham, are all in the same geological line that cuts through this area of North Yorkshire. But yes, a very secretive place, although not a very secretive area. Oh, I'm glad to be off that road. It was only a short section of road walking, but even so, it is such a busy road and the cars and vans and lorries just hurtle along it with no real regard to the small figure walking along the side of it. But anyway, we're back into this lovely, lush, green area of countryside now. And this is a lovely area of field, actually, sitting between two autumn colour clad woods. And the reason I think it's absolutely fantastic is it's just been left to go wild. So on the left, there's a huge bed of nettles. And on the right, there's this area of bracken, which in this autumn guise is slowly turning a russet brown colour via vibrant yellow. And once again, the sun is poking out from behind a cloud, which is making these beautiful autumn colours glow so elegantly. There's also a large oak tree in the middle of this field. I'm sure that the life, just as we were looking at that mossy dry stone wall earlier on, I'm sure the life in this field is abundant. It's the sort of place where you can imagine deer prancing through and birds soaring above in a beautiful ecosystem of life. I'm going to be reluctant to tear myself away from this little patch of land, but I'm going to have to because my lunch is calling me back in Spofforth. And that's where we're heading next as we head back down towards the Crimple Beck. We're now walking back along the Crimple Beck. And I'm looking across these open fields, across to the hedgerows and then Spofforth spires in the field beyond. And just as I've been watching, a heron has glided over, making use of some of the muddy puddles in the field just to bask in this lovely sunlight. The beck is meandering at this point through a series of trees, which, despite the time of year, are still looking quite green. There's an alder above me to my right at the moment, which is still very green indeed. You can see all the little seed formations just protruding from the end of the branches. It really is very peaceful now we've left that main road. I suppose in terms of the wildlife, this beck is their main road, a little navigation point through the valley, cutting through between Harrogate and Wetherby. Anyway, our next stop will be Spofforth Castle, which is going to be a very impressive end to the audio walk, I have to confess. Well, we've come back across the rickety bridge, and in front of us now are the impressive ruins of Spofforth Castle. Flying around are a flock of jackdaws, and when they have that very distinctive jack, jack cry, it certainly adds to the atmosphere of this wonderful place. The ruins themselves date back to Norman times, the times of William the Conqueror, when it was built originally as a manor house and then fortified due to conflicts. Now, they're just a pile of impressive stones that resemble what was once here. It's almost like a pinky, salmony colour to the rock. It is quite distinctive. And of course, with many places like this, nature is taking over. There's grass and moss and little ferns and other plant life growing from the corners of the rock, any place where the roots can get a bit of a foothold. Although it's ruined, it's still quite a substantial ruin. In a moment I'm going to walk through and have a look at the interior of the building, which is just as, if not more, impressive than the outside. When you come inside the castle, you almost have to imagine what it would have been like in its heyday, walking in through the grand entrance and passing through the little doorways into these amazing, elegant rooms, which are now just moss and fern covered. At one side, we can see that the castle has actually been built into the rock, which is, of course, that same line of rock as the spires that we were walking past earlier on. It's sort of set down, hunkered into the landscape. And as I look up, the ruined windows are just framing the sky above. The rock on the facade has started crumbling away. And you can see the intricate nature of how the walls were built. Of course, back in the day when they didn't have any kind of mechanical machinery to help them out. It really is an impressive feat of engineering and a very fitting, grand way to finish this audio walk today. I do hope you've enjoyed this wander around Spofforth and the surrounding countryside. If you have, then please check out the rest of our audio walks at opencountry.org.uk. where you can also find out about the activities that we provide in helping people with disabilities to access and enjoy the countryside. And you can also donate there as well. But until next time, and here at Spofforth, thank you very much for listening. I'll speak to you again very soon.